Welcome to another legislative report. State Representative Ryan McKenzie, the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. I'm Chuck Nichols, Representative McKenzie. Welcome to another report to your constituents. There's been a lot going on in the news that deals with the police and what is going on with how people are perceiving them, how they're being treated. Our Judiciary Committee is trying to tackle this situation head on. Can you tell us what's going on with the Judiciary Committee and the legislation that they're considering?
That's correct. The House Judiciary Committee this week voted out two comprehensive bills dealing with the vetting and training of police officers. House Bill 1841 would require a thorough background investigation on anyone who seeks employment as a law enforcement officer, including a review of an applicant's employment and separation records from prior law enforcement jobs. It would also require the establishment and maintenance of an electronic database containing separation records of law enforcement officers for use by other law enforcement agencies. The committee also considered House Bill 1910, which would require the training of officers on certain things relating to the interacting of individuals of diverse racial, ethnic, and economic backgrounds, implicit bias training, recognizing and reporting child abuse, and annual training on the appropriate use of force. In addition, the bill would also establish better access to mental health evaluations for law enforcement officers. Both of these bills were voted unanimously out of committee and now await action on the full House floor.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is getting our kids back to schools. We're trying to get things rolling again for all of our schools, K-12, and our colleges in the fall. But we have to, of course, balance safety with sensibility when it comes to getting back to our schools. The Education Committee met this week to discuss this issue, to gather information. What did they hear?
Sure, we do want to make sure that students are safely able to return to schools. And so this week, the House Education Committee heard from teachers, administrators, and directors from both public and non-public schools to discuss plans being made to get students back in the classroom this fall. Our school officials are facing some real challenges, things like making sure that people have enough protective equipment, setting up the software and infrastructure for remote learning, and staggering student and teacher schedules while rearranging desks and classroom spaces for limited interaction and safer distancing. Some testifiers also discussed the challenges of helping students who may be behind as a result of last year's school closures and the emotional toll the situation has taken on students of all ages. Officials also raised concerns about loss of funding on the local level due to the economic downturn and the increased expenses necessitated by COVID-19 mitigation efforts. This would include an increased need for school nurses and support staff for students. This hearing was just the first step in learning what changes we need to make at the state level to give our schools the tools they need to safely educate our kids.
And on to things that are already being done to help our schools. I hear that there is some grant money available to help with health and safety expenses. What's going on there?
School districts across the state are now eligible for grants from the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency to help address COVID-19 related needs for the 2020-2021 school year. The deadline to apply is June 30th. Eligible uses for the funding include the purchase of cleaning and sanitizing products, training and professional development of staff on sanitation, equipment purchases, modifying existing areas to support social distancing of students and staff, providing mental health services, purchasing educational technology for distance learning, and other health and safety programs necessary to address COVID-19. Under Act 30 of 2020, each school district is eligible for $120,000 plus an amount based on its average daily membership. Intermediate units, area career and technical schools, charter schools, regional charter schools, and cyber charter schools are eligible for $90,000. School districts in the 134th Legislative District are eligible for funding pending their submission of completed applications.
And Ryan, with restrictions being lifted and people getting outside, we have to remember everybody that there are diseases other than COVID-19 out there, and Lyme disease is one of them. What should people do to protect themselves?
The Department of Health is reminding Pennsylvanians to take proper steps to prevent tick bites and recognize the symptoms of Lyme disease, as some may be similar to those of COVID-19. Preliminary data shows that more than 8,500 cases of Lyme disease were reported in Pennsylvania in 2019. Lyme disease can lead to severe symptoms that affect the heart, nervous system, and joints. You're at risk of getting a tick bite anytime you are outside, and to reduce your chances of a tick bite, walk in the center of trails and avoid areas with high grass and leaf litter. Use a repellent that contains at least 20% DEET. Wear light-colored clothing. Conduct full-body tick checks on yourself and your pets after spending time outdoors. And take a bath or shower within 2 hours after coming indoors. If you have been bitten by a tick, make sure to monitor the area for any kinds of symptoms and contact your health care provider immediately. Symptoms of Lyme disease can include a red, swollen, bullseye-shaped rash, as well as fever, chills, headache, fatigue, muscle and joint aches, and swollen lymph nodes. For more information on Lyme disease, you can visit health.pa.gov. Again, that's health.pa.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another legislative report. State Representative Ryan McKenzie.